Hello everyone. So right now we have Alexey Dubovsky with us, and he's going to talk on Cooklang, hacking the recipe format. Round of applause, please.
Oh, hi there. I'm Alexey, and it happened that a few years back I created a simple recipe markup language and also a CLI, which helped me with grocery shopping. And the way we write recipes hasn't changed fundamentally for centuries, I would say. But diving deeper into the subject, I realized that it's actually not something we need. We don't need recipes. We need just yummy food, and that's it. And recipe is just a tool which we used, and it should help us. But today I want to share with you my thoughts, what in current recipe system can I consider broken, and what we can do to fix it. So let's begin. First of all, let's start with the obvious. So if you ever cooked, you probably noticed that when you find the link and you try to find the recipe on the page, it's just very annoying. So you have to go through like pop-ups, videos, and ads coming from every site. And it's, yeah, I understand that recipe publishers need to make money, but is it the good way to do it? And probably they only expect that we just get dizzy and misclick on the ad, I don't know. So anyway, it's it's really a horrible experience. Next thing is that the same recipe publishers, so they want to make their recipe unique, and so they take a tried and true recipe and add so-called innovation into it. And this, and but I want to get original recipe, because after innovation it's kind of broken and I can ruin my evening trying to cook it. So how can I find this original recipe which reliable and tried and true? And that leads to my another observation, which is the best recipes aren't published or posted, they are shared. So